welcome. Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, the disaster of relaxing God's commands. Uh-oh. Plus, we're going to examine whether heckling at someone else's church is an okay thing to do. Is it Christ-like? Plus, our special guest, Mark Skousen from the Freedom Fest. And we're just waiting for our board to work. Isn't that fun? Don't you love live radio? It's a lot of fun. We're having fun.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
That's only if you're lucky and we can get everything straight. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm not the only person that messed up. Robo producer's not the only person that messed up. The machine's messed up. Folks, it's Monday mess up day. What do you want? All right, here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. That was from my grandmother, by the way. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a very short break, coming right back. Don't go anywhere. As we know it, I
feel fine. From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also, learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Attend our live event coming to the Hyatt Regency La Jolla, July 10th and 11th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, Baby Brielle to answer the question, is solar really all it's cracked up to be?
It absolutely depends on who you go with as a company. We visit homeowners daily who have been giving wrongful information. That's why we're here to give you the truth about the technology, about what's going on within the industry, and lay it all on the table. Sometimes you may not like to hear what we have to say, but it comes from a good place. We want you to know all your options.
I understood there's a skepticism about solar, but I can't express to you how cool it is to watch that meter go backwards the first time. And once you see it, your first bill really is when it all comes into play and makes it a reality. But, you know, there's skepticism with everything out there. I mean, it's all about proof. And once you see that first bill, it all comes into play. So
Braille's exactly right.
Join the Current Solar family. And for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true.
Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. Got a lot of different things taking place. We're going to be covering a happening in the Christian world. Not often do you hear about somebody going to church, a big church, and people going to that church and heckling the pastor. That's kind of a unique thing. Plus, today, also later in this hour, our special guest, Mark Skousen. Now, I want to say something real quick about Mark, because I could be brutalizing his last name, and I'm not doing it on purpose. But this gentleman is the primary or principal gentleman for bringing together the Las Vegas Happening Freedom Fest. Now, I've been to three Freedom Fests, so I'm very familiar with Freedom Fest. I went there as a exhibitor, trying to help people coordinate helping protect kids on the internet and raising funds for that and so on and so forth. So I'm really interested to talk to him. We also have a DDD called The Disaster of Relaxing God's Commands. The Disaster of Relaxing God's Commands. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. Also, I want people to know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's our big encouragement there. Two things to tell you. One, my favorite people in the world I had lunch with just this Friday. Guess what I had for lunch? I shouldn't tell anybody, but I guess I will.
You didn't have lunch with me, Dave.
I didn't have lunch with you. I had lunch with Eric and Ingrid Holloway. They were being honored for a commercial that won the San Diego Broadcaster Radio Association Award for Commercial of the Year. And that was our one where God gives Noah some advice on getting a good roofer. And that turned out to be Eric Holloway and Excalibur Roofing. Which is one of our fun things to do. So we had a wonderful time. I did have something I've never had before, filet mignon sliders. Yeah. So come on. Yeah, it wasn't a terrible lunch.
Yeah, here I am thinking I'm slick over the weekend. I send you pictures of my lovely seafood, and you're like, well, that's really nothing.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to, I don't want to rub it in or anything. That and the ocean view, because the restaurant was actually on the ocean next to the state beach, and it was a private room in that restaurant. So it was really hard to leave. So let me just say this for Excalibur Roofing. If you have anything going on roof-wise, and I did use that joke, not DiMaggio, and one of the people there really thought that was funny. They had not really caught that for a bit. Excalibur Roofing, if you've got new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, any HOAs, apartment complexes, waterproofing, remodeling, commercial building, residential building, or doghouses that are just really large, you want to call Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, excaliburroofing.com. That's their website. I do want to remind people that if you give them a call and ask for Eric and ask for an estimate, you qualify for, they're giving away two pairs of Padre tickets a month for KPRZ customers who sign up for any roof work. You would qualify for those giveaways. You do want to call them and talk to them, 760-743-8803. I would tell you this without any reservation at all. Nobody I would have more confidence in working on my house, on anything in my life. This is a couple that I call this couple, text this couple to pray for my children. And believe me, the way my kids are, they get a lot of contact from me. So I just want to point that out. Additionally, I'd like to bring up, for those that don't know, because it's what, today and tomorrow and that's it, right? We got the today and tomorrow, that's it. So here we have the Super Summer Sale. Kevin Davis says, let's call this the Super Summer Sale. That's what he came up with. Here's the bottom line. Today and tomorrow. I'm not going to say you're not getting this any other time. Today and tomorrow, KPRZ, in their half-price tuition sale, they are offering some tuitions at 75% off. That means that if it's normally $4,000, it would be $1,000 to get a private Christian education for your child. You can't, nothing you can say. That's unbelievable. The fact that Dale Henry, who's the general manager, is even willing to do that, incredible. You got to go to crazyprice mall.com, and you have to till today or tomorrow. That's it. crazyprice mall.com. And some people are saying, well, you're just trying to do that so that you can finalize on the books and have the month look good. And yeah. No, I would say, yeah, 100%. Plus, the advantage to you as somebody who receives it is you get 75% off a private Christian education. That seems like a win-win to me. That definitely works in my mind. CrazyPriceMall.com. We cannot encourage that enough. That is definitely worthwhile. Okay, I was gonna do the open on the disaster of relaxing God's commands. We're going to do that in the next segment. And then we're also going to cover the heckling at somebody's church. But I do want to say something because I had something happen today, or not today. I had something happen Saturday night, and I want to confess it because it's something that I did, and I can't imagine I'm the only person who does this.
Here, I'll say it for you. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So here's what happened. So for those that know, I'm trying to do the finalization on the manuscript. I got all this stuff going on, and I'm loading Saturday night. This is what happened. So tell me if anything like this has ever happened to you. I'm not this particular thing, but how it felt. I'm loading the document for the final. This is it. But for some reason, when I loaded the document, I loaded it from a place that I was holding the manuscript documents, and it merged with an older one. So when I loaded the document into the system for them to start putting together the formatting for the printing, it loaded the document that had the 80 mistakes that I had corrected. So remember the scene in Total Recall where after Arnold falls in the ground and his mask breaks in Mars, they show his face puff up and then his eyes get like 10 times bigger and they look like they're going to shoot out of cannons. That was me about 4 minutes after my submission on my document Saturday night. I was like, I exhibited the least Christ-like qualities I could possibly think of. Now, I wasn't directly mad at my wife, though she did bear the brunt of it. But that's not the bad part. You want to hear the bad part?
Oh, we haven't got to the bad part yet?
Nah. I'm just confessing. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just.
Bring it. Let's hear what you got.
Okay. The real problem was I was so mad that after I closed my computer, my laptop computer, with a little bit of force.
Uh-oh.
I scared the dog. Now, as it is, Levi is, we would say he's on the skittish side of things. Not exactly Braveheart. Or let's rephrase that. If a gnat goes by Levi and it comes in unannounced, Levi thinks he's being attacked by a herd of elephants. So he's a pretty sensitive dog, right? And I'm just fury. And let me tell you something. When you've cleaned up a document, 80 corrections, and then that same document is set to the side, you got the newer document, then you accidentally merge that, and that's what you submit for your manuscript. Guess how you feel? Not great.
A little upset?
Yeah, I was a little upset. I feel that's an accurate way to say that. I was a little upset. I was very upset. I was very, 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 very upset. My wife, bless her, she said, Dave, you know, if you don't stop, you know, your blood pressure is going to go through the roof. This is the kind of bad thing here. You don't do this. I want you to know that. I went the next morning and took my blood pressure after this whole experience, and it was 121 over 77. So I didn't think that was so bad. But I got so angry. And then what do you do when you get angry and you realize you're being stupid because you're angry? What do you do? What is everybody
else really doing? Start feeling bad and you start saying, Lord, I'm an idiot. Would you please just forgive me.
Just before you do that, you do this one other thing.
Probably. Tell me what I do.
Assign blame.
Of course.
Because you can't take
it yourself.
Of
course it's not your fault,
Dave. I mean, I didn't do that. Yes, I uploaded the document. Yes, it merged.
So was it Levi's fault then?
No, I think he just thought it was by the time I was done. So I was just out of sorts. And my own loving, enduring, impatient wife, who is the person who had to witness this much less than Christ-like attitude, was the one pointing out that this is a much less than Christ-like attitude. And then I went into my Jobinian spin. You ever do that? Well, if God was right here, right now, I'd have the argument with him.
I think we all have.
I did that. And then after you calm down for a few minutes and then you realize this is going to be a disaster. So I wrote an email to the publisher, blah, 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 blah. You know, long story, short story. So this morning they said, okay, we just undid that. Just resubmit it when it's all done. And that was the entire thing. And I'm like, going, okay, well, you should understand. I was really upset Saturday night. It's like they didn't care.
Not that people can see this on radio, but let me guess, you felt about that big.
Yeah, I was not feeling like my Christian example was good for too many things. And I really realize, you know, it doesn't happen a lot. It's a big project, really important to me. But I realize I'm so bad at trusting the Lord at those deep control moments. I'm really bad at this. But he's merciful, he's gracious, and I can count on him. And you go back to a Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 position where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. That's where the solution is. The solution is to find that rest, that trust, that position of confidence in his faithfulness. So I confess I did it. I'm not denying it. I'm not trying to say I'm better than I am. I'm not. It was terrible. I did it wrong. I apologized to everybody. I apologized to God 1,500 times. I think after the first time, I'm sure it was fine, but then I just felt guilty because I'm Jewish. I know guilt. So you can pray for me before I do that again. So next time I submit, you know, I'm going to, you know.
Just let me know the date and the time. I'll be right on it.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I should go off on a little rowboat journey before I do that. Anyway. All right, folks, we come back. We got a lot to cover. There's just so much stuff taking place today, plus special guests, Focus on the Family, also going to be joining us today. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short one. Coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Friday's Supreme Court ruling on marriage was not surprising, but the arrogance and chronological snobbery evident in the ruling was. What's it all mean? Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
As many expected, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, ruled that under the Constitution, quote, same-sex couples may exercise the fundamental right to marry. Brushing aside arguments about history and the purpose of marriage, Justice Kennedy, writing for the majority, wrote, no longer may this liberty be denied to them. This ruling is no surprise. All along, court watchers knew that it would all come down to what Justice Kennedy thought about the issue. The votes of the other 8 justices were never really in doubt. And it was obvious that Justice Kennedy, as the author of Planned Parenthood's infamous mystery passage, would have trouble excluding same-sex marriage from the right to define one's own concept of existence. Justice Kennedy's opinion, along with the 4 dissenting opinions, will be dissected and analyzed for some time. For now, though, I'd like to take a more macro view of what transpired on Friday. And I'd like to start by stating what should be obvious to the Christian. 5 justices of the Supreme Court cannot redefine marriage itself, not any more than Roe v. Wade could redefine the sanctity of human life. And just as Roe marked a new phase in the struggle for the sanctity of human life and the dignity of new persons, Friday's decision marks a new phase in the fight for the God-ordained gift of family. Of course, that's not what the majority of the court would have us believe. That's why Justice Kennedy framed his opinion as the next logical step in the history of our evolving ideas about freedom and equality. The key word there is evolving. In Kennedy's take, our forebears who had moral objections to same-sex relations, never mind same-sex marriage, were unenlightened and cruel. This chronological snobbery was too much for Chief Justice Roberts, who, in dissent, wrote, "The court today not only overlooks our country's entire history and tradition, but actively repudiates it, preferring to live only in the heady days of the here and now. To blind yourself to history is both prideful and unwise." It's also arrogant in the extreme. As Alan Carlson recently wrote in Touchstone, same-sex marriage is merely the current enthusiasm of a relatively small number of deracinated, secularized, mostly childless, and largely white elites in 10% of the world's countries. He continues, "Despite intense forms of bribery and extortion now practiced by the United States and the European Union, few other nations are likely to join the West in this latest surrender to the sexual revolution. Unfortunately, as of Friday, we now live among the 10%. While Carlson is correct when he writes that in the long run, as viewed from a Christian perspective, Friday's decision will mean little, in the short to medium run, it poses challenges for believers. Now more than ever, we need to emphasize instructing our kids in the fullness of the Christian faith. They have to learn what marriage really is, not what the court and the culture would have us believe it is. And we need to be prepared for the inevitable impact this decision will have on how we practice our faith. And like the pro-life movement learned to do in the wake of Roe v. Wade, we'll need to find ways to help those victimized by this chapter of the sexual revolution. Every other chapter has had its victims. This one will too. Most of all, though, we need to pray that God would equip us for and sustain us through these challenges. As Carlson put it, the 21st Christian century should actually be an exciting time to be alive for believers called to witness to the truth. Despair is useless. Hope is certain. Amen. We've invited leading Christian thinkers to reflect on the Supreme Court's decision and have collected their responses at breakpoint.org. Please visit us there to read more. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder for everybody. If you want to, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Tell you a couple things that I think are worthwhile. This segment brought to you by Team Kia of El Cajon and our very good friend Chris George, who's going to be on the show Wednesday. And for those that don't know, he wrote a book, and you can get this book at teamkiaofelcajon.com/ebook.htm. He actually wrote a book. The title's called How to Get the Most Money for Your Trade-In. It's not fascinating that Chris George wrote a book. He's exceedingly intelligent. It's amazing that he wrote a book that tells you how to deal with his company and get more money for your trade-in from them. And the ebook, by the way, is free. So it's like, you wrote a book telling people how to get more money from their trade-in dealing with your company directly? It's like, yep. It's like, wow, that's amazing. TeamKeyOfElCajon.com. That's their website. 888-326-5140. 888-326-5140. Where else can you go to a car dealership and know the GM by name? Come on. That's just a great step in right there. And like I said, if you go to the dealership and you go meet with them, now they're located at 541 North Johnson Avenue, you can get free popcorn. If you tell them that the David Spoon Experience, that's where you heard it, you can get free popcorn, and then you can tell them that, but it doesn't matter because they have free popcorn there anyway. I'm just saying. New Venture on Wall Street seminar coming up on the July 10th and 11th. I want to remind people, if you're a beginner who has never traded in the stock market or an expert, you just need some new perspective. You're guaranteed to learn something new at the New Venture on Wall Street's seminar, July 10th and 11th at the Hyatt Regency La Jolla. Ooh, Hyatt Regency La Jolla. You go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com, nvows.com, to get the information. Last but not least, we have our trip to Israel. Please don't forget, October 24th through November 3rd, the past teaching pastor, Alistair Begg, is going to be leading the crew with the Genesis Tours and the Salem Media Group for an opportunity to see the Bibles come to life. You just go to kprz.com and type in Israel. Okay, that's pretty easy. And then it's an all-inclusive trip, takes care of everything you need taken care of, all good stuff all the time. Here's the deal. You have less than, you got like 45 days, 50 days to register. Otherwise, too late. You can put down $250. It's refundable. But if you want to have a chance to go to Israel, this is it. So between the Israel trip, the this is it part, and the new venture, that is it part. And then the 75% off Christian education, that's unbelievable.
You know, Huey Lewis does a song, If This Is It.
Oh, they have one that like that too? Well, this is it. Well, this is it. That's as close as it's getting. All right. All right, let's get into our DDD. I want to make sure I get to this DDD. Then we have a special guest at the bottom of the hour. Plus, we got an amazing story about hecklers at a church. Who ever thought? The title of this DDD, by the way, is called The Disaster of Relaxing God's Commands. Pretty simple. The Disaster of Relaxing God's Commands. Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, out of the ESV, English Standard Version. Matthew chapter 5, 19. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Let's start off with what Jesus says. Whoever relaxes one of these commandments. Hey, guess what you don't get to do? You don't go, oh, that doesn't apply now. That was then. This is now.
A lot of people would like to pick and choose what parts of the Bible they want to follow.
Yeah, it's. I know. People think it's a cafeteria. Hey, guess what? No, it's not. It's the word of God. It's manna. It's not a cafeteria. You get what God gives you that's there in the morning from the provision of God, so to speak, just like manna. See, that was a joke connecting those. But here's the bottom line. Relaxing a commandment because it's convenient is not satisfactory. Kingdoms change, cultures change, opinion changes, but truth never changes. The word of God endures forever. If you are one to say, well, we don't got to follow that. That was for back then you have no understanding that the Bible was written by God and not man, and you have become your own selective God. Now, look, you can sin and make mistakes and come before the Lord and seek forgiveness and seek grace, and I do that, I think, on a pretty hourly basis, if not more often. But I don't get to sit there and go, well, I decided I don't like that commandment, so I'm not going to do it. What do you mean I have to fellowship? No, love my neighbor. Forget that. You don't get to do that. See, that's not an option. You don't get to go, well, I don't want to do it. You don't have the opportunity to relax the commandments of God. We stand in the commands of God. Society does not change this. Culture does not change this. Hey, I got something for you. Polls and studies do not change this. And you know who else doesn't change you standing in the commands of God? The government doesn't change it either. You don't get to just go, oh, well, the government said abortion's fine, so it's fine. It's fine. It's all great. Hey, smoking pot's totally cool. It's an illegal drug for 1,000 years. Now the government says it's all great, but not the whole government, just some. But some do and some don't. But it's recognized here, but it's not recognized. Come on, folks. You know what the difference is. It's the real radicals are those that are rebelling against the word of God. You know, trying to stand by the word of God, that's not, oh, you're such a rebel. Really? How can we be rebels and fuddy-duddies at the same time? Somebody help me out there. Because they're just, oh, you're just a radical because you believe the word of God. I'm sorry, I didn't think it was radical to believe that if God can create the universe, he can write a book. I didn't think that was that big a leap. Excuse me. But we stand in the commands of God. We stand. Society does not determine it. Culture does not determine it. The government does not determine it. Polls and studies do not determine it. God determines it.
Well, how do you know that what he wrote, he wants to write?
What kind of God do you serve that he can create the universe, but he can't write a book? How ineffective is that God that you serve? My God can do anything. If he can create the universe, he can write a book.
Well, man was involved.
Yep, sure was. And God took that, in spite of man being involved, took that person and had them guide so that what God's heart wanted to be communicated was communicated. We use the verbal plenary approach for those who do not know. But the key is understanding, relaxing the commandments. I just want to relax this commandment. It seems so mean. I don't know. I don't like it. Hey, guess what? You don't get to choose what God declares as a commandment. But here's the bigger reason why. You're not God. That would be the big one. Ding, 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 ding. Winner. It's not a good idea to relax the commandments of God or to relax the teaching of the commandments of God. They are what they are. If you're convicted, tell the Lord. I talked to quite a few Christians who say, I don't like to read because I feel like when I read, there's 5, 10, 15 things I think I'm not doing right. Okay, well, when you read those, say, Lord, help me. And then get to the next one. Because that's what it's about, this partnership with God. That's a big part of everything that we're doing. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break here and then come back and track down our guest. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere, just taking a short break.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Steve with South Coast Surety. Business owner, are you looking to get new work? Are you looking to expand the kind of work you're able to do? You want to take advantage of all the business coming down from state, city, schools, all public entities. Wouldn't it be great if you can do public works? Wouldn't it be great if you can get surety bonds for the jobs you want? You're a business owner looking to get business, right? Well, there's a lot of business out there for you, whether it's with the Fed, state, city, schools, public entities, cleaning service, supplies, road improvement, coming into the schools and doing remodels. With South Coast Surety, now you can do all of that. Look, you've done well going with private jobs or the private sector. Now see what you can do on the public sector. Need bonds? That's not a problem. South Coast Surety makes it easy for you. That's our job. We sure make it easy to get more work, and we sure make it easy to get bonded. 1-800-361-1720. That's 1-800-361-1720. Or look us up on the internet, South Coast Surety, that's SURETY.com.
Are you married to someone from a different culture? Is that stressful?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Monday, June 29th.
It does hit on holidays, how you interact with extended family, even just food and grocery shopping. We've had to learn to figure out what are the best pieces that we need to really hang on to and what are the pieces that it really doesn't matter and we can do without them.
To be sure, there are many challenges related to marrying another person who comes from a different culture than you. But maybe you need to take a step back and look at each other the way God sees us, on the inside. No advice I could possibly offer would make a bit of difference if you and your mate are not spiritually matched. Now think about it. If two people are committed to Jesus Christ and honestly want nothing more than honoring Him with their marriage, then there's no problem, cultural or otherwise, that's too great for them to work through. If, on the other hand, you don't have the same goals, then even minor irritations will have the potential of festering and becoming a danger to your relationship. One final thought. Cultural differences really can be overcome if your marriage is built on the right foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The murderous assassination of 9 Christians at prayer by a racist domestic terrorist has stunned and grieved the country, even as a rampage elicited from the families an almost supernatural display of generous forgiveness. The Bible students at Emmanuel AME had been studying the parable of the sower from the 4th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, where the seeds that fall on good soil, Jesus tells the crowds, bear 30, 60, even 100-fold. Church families across the country prayed for these victims and their families since the incident, and from pulpits across the country came words of solace. I happen to have been a panelist on Face the Nation Sunday with Gwen Ifill, Michael Gerson, and David Ignatius. And under the skillful handling of moderator John Dickerson, Ms. Ifill and I both recounted how, at different houses of worship, we'd both heard the latter verses of the same chapter Mark preached before heading to the studio. Verses that have Jesus calming a raging storm in the Sea of Galilee and asking his apostles why they were afraid. May the fruit that we've seen already continue to be harvested, and may fear not triumph. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can do so sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so that might help. Doing a quick check on the weather, it's not the best for San Diego because it's got a lot of clouds. Traffic is not too bad, but it is not usually too bad at this time. I want to let you know we have a special guest on, first time on the show. Mark Skousen is on. He's an economist who's also the investment advisor for Freedom Fest. Now, here's the irony. I've been to Freedom Fest like three times, and once even as an exhibitor. A wonderful experience where people get together and they talk. In fact, one of the definitions for Freedom Fest is billed as the world's largest gathering of free minds on liberty. Mark, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing really well. I can't believe you guys actually have weather in San Diego. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because if it's not sunny, you know what happens, Mark, is people stop their cars and they get out and look at the sky and they go, what is it? Because they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Freedom Fest.
Well, I'll tell you, we're gathering together in Las Vegas, which has pretty clear skies, and it's going to be a pretty hot conference, not like San Diego. It's going to be super hot, but we have a captive audience. We're going to have over 2,000 people that are gathering together in Las Vegas to network and to learn and to socialize and celebrate liberty, and it is building to be the best conference we've ever had. This is our ninth year. It's July 8th through the 11th. It's at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. We're taking over the entire hotel. People from San Diego can just drive there and park there for free. As you know, we have special hotel rates and everything. It's just going to be fun. So we have over 250 speakers, and we have a full exhibit space with all the free market think tanks and freedom organizations like Americans for Prosperity and Freedom Works and Heritage and Cato and the Reason Foundation. We have lots of people coming from California, including Brian Kaye from the Orange County Register. And we have, of course, Salem Communications. Your station is going to be represented. You've been there before. You know how much fun it is. It's 24/7. And this year we have a tremendous number of great speakers. We have Dinesh D'Souza, who's from San Diego, who's getting out of his in confinement, if you will, and he's going to give a talk called What It Means to Be a Political Prisoner in America, and he's also going to debate the late, great Christopher Hitchens. Even though he's passed away, we think he's going to come back through a seance and admit that God does live and that there is an afterlife. So Dinesh D'Souza is going to have fun doing that. We have John Stossel performing his show there. He's going to interview Steve Wynn, Mr. New Las Vegas, and John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods Markets, as well as Carl's Jr., the CEO of Carl's Jr. He's going to be there as well. So we have Senator Mike Lee from Utah, Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. I mean, the list just goes on and on of all the different things, all the different people we have coming at the big show.
All right. So I want people to know a couple of things. One, freedomfest.com. That's the place you want to get the information. We're talking about this event July 8th through July 11th at Planet Hollywood. For those that don't know who are into understanding some of the different players who kind of argue from a financial point of view, you've got this debate that's going to be taking place between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. And that's going to be fascinating by itself. How did you get Paul Krugman to say yes?
Well, in addition to paying his very high fee, which I can't reveal at this time, but we did get a bit of a discount, it took me 8 years to put this thing together because he's not particularly fond of debating, but he agreed to do it with Steve Moore. So it's really the number one New York Times columnist, big government Keynesian economist, versus Steve Moore, who's the chief economist at Heritage and a supply sider and free market economist. Steve Moore has debated at Freedom Fest for the last 6 years and has never lost a debate. But Paul Krugman Krugman is a very tough debater. He says he's never lost a debate. So the two are really going to go at it for an hour and a half. I'll be the moderator. This is going to be on our second day, July 9th. We have a very large media coverage. It's going to be very exciting. And we have lots of debates. We have a dozen debates at Freedom Fest, including a mock trial. We're putting the Federal Reserve on trial. Is it responsible for the Great Recession of 2008, people losing their jobs and stuff? Are they defenders of the dollar or the engine of inflation? We're going to find out in our big mock trial, which is going to be, it's always a lot of fun, and we get C-SPAN coverage for that and everything.
Yeah, it's a fascinating, I mean, it really is an extremely fascinating event because there's a lot of different angles, there's a lot of different elements that people can get involved with. You don't have to be a thinker in one direction. This is more of a gathering of free thinkers and people who go in different directions. The exhibit halls are fantastic because they do a great job, get great interaction with the people. I remember seeing Steve Forbes get up there and do this unbelievable speech, and then right in the beginning of it, as he was really hitting the ball out of the park, he said, "If I only spoke this good when I ran for president."
You know, Steve Forbes is one of our best supporters. In fact, he's there all 4 days, as is John Mackey of Whole Foods Markets, and we don't even have a green room, so speakers mingle with the attendees, and here's your chance. I mean, people are just amazed that they can sit down next to a Steve Forbes, and Peter Thiel is going to be there, the original founder of Facebook and PayPal. There are a lot of business leaders are there, and you're right, you create your own conference. We have breakout sessions in philosophy and history and science and technology and healthy living. Our healthy living sessions, John Mackey and Colin Campbell is two experts who are going to talk about living to be 100 without getting cancer and diabetes and strokes and heart attacks and all this sort of thing. So those sessions are packed. We also have, I should mention, the film festival. Our Anthem Film Festival is very popular. It's just amazing how people will, you know, go to documentaries and films, and then there are breakout little panels afterwards where the producers and other commentators talk about the films and stuff. So there's really like 10 breakout sessions at once. So nobody is ever bored at Freedom Fest, that's for sure.
No, you guys got a lot of stuff going on. Let me ask you a question, and you don't have to answer it, but it's worthwhile because of what we see happen in the press a lot. When you have all these different events and all these different speakers, much more libertarian, much more conservative in the overall approach, and then you have media comes in and they're oftentimes much more left-leaning, do you get favorable coverage from them, or is it a fight just for the fairness?
You know, it really depends. Now, this year, believe it or not, we have some very unusual media, and I think it's because we have the Paul Krugman, Steve Moore debate. But we have the Daily Mail from the UK, which is claims to be the largest newspaper in the world. We have Mother Jones coming. We have the New Republic coming, and National Review, of course, but the New Republic coming. And then we even have Playboy magazine. Believe it or not, there's sex and culture editors coming. Now, I'm like you. I don't know. This is going to be kind of a new thing for us to see about this particular media. I think it's going to be kind of cynical type of reporting, but you never know, because we've received letters from people who are social Democrats who said, you know, I really was concerned about coming to Freedom Fest, that I wouldn't be treated with respect and that I would be scoffed at and attacked and verbally abused and so forth, like you see on Fox News or MSNBC. And I was pleasantly surprised that I was treated civilly, that people listened, and they treated me as an individual. And that's what we try to – I'm going to give a speech right from the beginning. And by the way, we have lots of minority speakers. We have women speakers. We have Star Parker coming, for example. We have Congressman Alan West. And we have the number one Martin Luther King impersonator coming, and he's giving the I Have a Dream speech, which I have been told world has never been given at a Liberty conference ever in the past at a conservative or libertarian meeting. But we're putting that on. So I'm hoping that even Paul Krugman, I'm crossing my fingers, that even Paul Krugman will write a column in the New York Times saying, you know, these libertarians and conservatives, they are more open-minded than I thought, and I really learned something and have a positive experience. Now, it's not likely, but I'm hopeful. There's always, you know, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, that's right. Great. Mark, that was great. It was a great way to communicate it. What you're really trying to tell people is, hey, come here, find a level of respect to be able to engage one on one another. You're not going to agree with everybody, but let's face the fact, you probably don't agree with yourself 30 years ago. So that tends to happen in life itself. Great job by Mark Skousen, who's the investment advisor, kind of helping coordinate Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest. .com, taking place July 8th through the 11th at Planet Hollywood. I've been there, folks. It's a fascinating conference. You will not be sorry you attended. Thanks so much, Mark, for taking the time to spend with us.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. And right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees. Right now, we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at BarabbasRoadChurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
God's mercy can overcome our resistance.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional is written by David McCaslin. Many years ago, during a water safety class, Dave was taught how to save a drowning person who's resisting rescue. Approach the person from behind, the instructor told them. Place one arm across the person's chest and flailing arms, and swim toward safety. If you approach from the front, the person may grab you and pull both of you down. Panic and fear can paralyze the ability to think and act wisely. When two angels sent by God came to rescue Lot and his family from the impending destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, they encountered resistance. We read in Genesis 19 that Lot's sons-in-law thought the warning was a joke. When the angels told Lot to hurry and leave, he hesitated. At that point, the two angels took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, and led them safely out of the city, because God was merciful toward them. When we reflect on our journey of faith in Christ, we can see God's faithfulness in overcoming our reluctance and resistance. When we encounter people lashing out in spiritual desperation and fear, may we have God's wisdom to show His love to them and to every person who is reluctant to be rescued by Him. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at odb.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Well, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I do want to clear one thing that's in the air. We just had Mark Skousen on, who's the investment advisor for Freedom Fest, and he did a pretty good job, but most people in that realm are not quite aware that this is more of a Christian station than it is a just kind of open financial statement. So when he was listing some of the media that he was listing as being participating there, we do not, in our personal opinion, endorse that, but we endorse the respect that should be engaged when we have disagreements with media and disagreements with people. So we endorse that part of it. And that's as much of an apology as I can give you. that's as far as I can go. Because if you think that's bad, wait till you hear this story. This is a story that I find more troubling, and I might get some more blowback from this than anything else. Now, I am not a huge fan of churches that bring people in and don't talk about sin. Just not a big fan. I'm a bigger fan of people that understand that if you're going to quote Jesus, you better quote his first message as much as his last message, which is the Great Commission. And you better understand that first message says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You can't exclude any of that. You have to give all the counsel of God. So even though I'm not huge on that, I'm also not really for obnoxious, ridiculous, ill-behaved Christians blowing up in the middle of a church because they don't like the church or the doctrine. Because that would mean if we gave permission for that kind of thinking, that all these different people from all these different churches would go to all these different churches and create havoc. I see zero, in fact, less. I see less than zero wisdom. And this is something that did happen at Joel Osteen's church. So at Joel Osteen's church, it's got thousands and thousands of people because they don't feel secure about themselves. There were six people from another church, the church called the Church of Wells in Lakewood, that one after the other in a coordinated effort got up and heckled Joel Osteen. And I'm telling you right now, that is not okay. You might say, well, I think that what he teaches is wrong. Fine, then make proclamation of the truth, but don't be obnoxious doing it. Jesus had sat there and listened to false accusations, replied not a word. But you think it's good to go into a church and stand up and create a commotion? You see that? And by the way, all six people were arrested, charged, arrested, and put in jail for criminal trespassing. I don't see that happening. I don't see Jesus doing it that way. I think Jesus made proclamation of the truth. You know, when he disagreed, you know what he said? You have heard it said, but I say unto you, not I'm going to go stand where the Pharisees are, throw the Bibles down, kick down all the people and tell them they're just losers. It's like, come on. Now, I'm not a particular fan of some of the churches that are out there, and I'm not a prosperity gospel guy. I mean, I think there's some redemption and lift, but that's more missionary and that's more understandable from an overall economic process. But to go to a church and stand up in the middle of a sermon and heckle a pastor because you don't disagree.
It's not cool.
It's not Christ. You just don't see Jesus doing that. And you know the only reason they did it is because their church is small. And it's like, come on. Aren't you content with that which the Lord has set before you? You're just trying to get the attention? So here's why this is even worse for those that don't understand why I really have a problem with this. People that were in the church service while Joel Osteen was trying to keep everybody calm, people in the church service were thinking about Charleston, South Carolina, where the kid got up there and killed people and they were afraid for their lives and people went rushing out of the church because they thought it was going to be a physical attack on the church members. So just so we can get this straight, we think it's okay to do that kind of disruption with that connection to something that just happened in the United States, and we call that Christian or Christ-like? No way. No way. Not acceptable. You know, what's the difference between that and those guys that protested at the funerals of military people? Nothing. bad representatives of Jesus. May each of them recognize that and ask the Lord to forgive them. I certainly hope. And because they are a part of the church, it really gets you deeper because they represent Jesus. Well, they're doing a poor job. There are texts and pictures of people rushing out, people saying, crazy scene, six person ejected, getting my family out of here, fearing for my life. Not okay. That is not acceptable to do. That's not Christ-like to do. That's not Jesus. And we're just going to say no. We don't support that. You don't like the teaching? Don't go there. Teach somewhere else the truth. Make proclamation. If the truth is the truth, it will prevail, won't it? You don't have to jump down to stand up and heckle a pastor in the middle of a sermon and have that coordinated by six different people is no reflection of Jesus whatsoever, period. And again, those people that were there tweeting, I'm fearing for my life. I hope people don't start shooting because of what just happened in South Carolina. Horrible. Not acceptable. And I don't accept it. I don't disagree that some of the teachings that come out of some of the churches are wackadoodle city, but it's no less wackadoodle to sit there and heckle somebody who's speaking in that public format and create that kind of possible public fear. That's all I got to say about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with our guests from Focus on the Family. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.